You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. A move by Republican donors to pull their money away from Donald Trump appears to be gaining momentum this week following the release of recordings on which Trump is heard bragging about sexually assaulting women. And as the New York Times reports today, several donors are asking the Republican National Committee to follow suit. Carrie Levine is a politics reporter for the Center for Public Integrity. She recently did a deep dive into the Mercers, a wealthy Long Island family that continues to put their support and their money behind Donald Trump. Carrie joins us now. Hey, Carrie, thanks for being here.
Thanks very much for having me.
Tell us more about the Mercer family and what they're about in terms of being big-ticket donors.
Well, Robert Mercer is the co-chief executive of Renaissance Technologies, a hedge fund, and Rebecca Mercer, his daughter, runs and oversees a lot of the family's giving. And because Renaissance is a hedge fund, Mr. Mercer is actually one of the top earning hedge fund executives. And so he has chosen to put a lot of his resources into outside groups that are active in elections and also through their foundation, giving to think tanks and other conservative groups that have really leaned pretty far to the right of the Republican establishment.
Can you give a sense, or do you have a sense of what they're trying to achieve with their donations by looking at their past donations?
We've tried to do that, and I think it's a great question. The Mercers themselves don't like to talk about their giving publicly very much, so we have to follow the trail of where the money goes to understand the kinds of things that they want. They have funded several organizations that work against climate change, think tanks and other groups that combat the idea that humans contribute to climate change. In some cases, they have funded groups that advocate for the gold standard. And in other cases, they've backed candidates, some long-shot candidates that have challenged establishment figures like John McCain. And, of course, they're backing Trump.
And that's what we wanted to move on to next here. Obviously, we mentioned earlier that some big Republican donors are starting to back away from Trump. Why are the Mercers still hanging on? And do you think there's any cost to that?
Well, that's a really interesting question. One point to that is they've made a decision that this is who they want to back in this election. In response to the tape that came out last week, they issued a pretty lengthy statement saying, hey, no one can really be that surprised by this. They called it locker room braggadocio. And they said, we have a country to save, and there's only one person who can save it. We are steadfastly behind Donald Trump. So I think they show no signs of backing away. And I think that they have enough control of their resources that they're in a position to do that.
So your organization has followed other major GOP donors. And again, as we said before, the New York Times reported that one of those groups is leaning on the RNC to disavow Trump.
Right.
Can you just give context? What's going on here and how is this going to play out?
I think donors have long been hesitant about Trump. During the primary season, you saw a considerable effort to keep him from getting the nomination. And there were many big donors who funded Never Trump efforts, some of whom have now turned to backing Trump. The Mercers gave $200,000 to an anti-Trump group during the primaries while they were backing Senator Ted Cruz from Texas for the presidency. The Ricketts family contributed to Never Trump efforts, and they are now swinging their support behind him. And then you also have donors who have decided enough is enough, that he's in their minds not a good candidate for the presidency, that they will not support him. So I think you've seen this thing go every which way.
Are they still putting their money into, say, issues or causes rather than, say, candidates?
I think you see some of that. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has raised a fair amount of money this cycle. They concentrate on congressional races, but obviously also lobby on a lot of issues. But I think you do see a lot of these big donors shifting their money into congressional races with the idea that they may not have a presidential candidate who they want to support by writing a check, but they do have congressional candidates that they care about, or they want Paul Ryan to remain the Speaker of the House. They want the Republicans to hold the Senate. And so I think you see that being a powerful tool to persuade donors to give at that level right now on the Republican side.
Carrie Levine is a politics reporter for the Center for Public Integrity. Thanks so much, Carrie.
Thank you very much for having me.